الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في الكلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن آياته أن خلقكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders and brothers, in this world of ours, the arrangement that Allah Ta'ala made in this world lies on two things. You will see in this world good also, and also you see the bad also. You see evil also, and you see good also. You see night, day also. This cold, this hot also. You got iman, you got kufur also. You got iman, there's kufur also. There's happiness, and there's sad also. A man cannot be happy all the time in this world. If a person want to be happy all the time in this world, he cannot be in this world. Likewise, a man cannot be sad all the time in the world. If he has to be sad all the time, then he cannot be, then he must be in Jahannam. Because Allah has combined this world of two things, Jannat and Jahannam. That's how he combines. Allah has got Iman, he's got Kufur also. Man has to decide what he wants to take. If he has in him that initiative to accept Islam, he'll accept Islam. If he does not have the initiative to accept Islam, no matter how much you give him talks, whatever you talks and give him, he himself does not accept it, he'll not effect him at all. Now this arrangement Allah Ta'ala has is not only in this world, it's only also for the unseen, also Allah Ta'ala has got the same arrangement. In the unseen world, Allah Ta'ala created those things, you'll find that the farishtas are there. The angels are there. That the work of the angels always try to do, ask to put into your heart to do good deeds, to do all things good. He tries his level best to give you all good advices, reminders all the time. But side by side, you get shaitan also, will try his level best to mislead you and try to tell you all kind of things. So one side, the farishtas are all out to give you all kind of good advices. Another side, you got the shaitan that will allow you to try to give your best to try to mislead you all the time. Now, farishtas, if you look at it, those farishtas, those angels which are most nearest to Allah Ta'ala, they are holding the arsh. They are holding the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. They are most nearest to Allah Ta'ala. وَيَحْمِلُونَ عَرْشَ مَنْ حَوْلَهُ وَيُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِهِمْ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. They stand there, but they're making the hamd of Allah Ta'ala, the praise of Allah Ta'ala, and also the command of the farishta is that they make dua for those people in the world. وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. They're making dua to Allah Ta'ala, to Allah forgive this person in dunya and akhirat. So farishta's work is all the time to give you good deeds. Allah Ta'ala's work is to make dua all the time. And farishta has always been in those places where you find this barakat in there. And you find that the farishta will always be in those majalis, those gatherings where you find that a person is completely still, sincerely doing everything for Allah Ta'ala. That's why the most important thing, anything that you do, whether it's a talk, whatever it is, the most important thing, you must always adjust your intention is what you're doing it for. You must always do it for the sake of Allah Ta'ala.
Because once you do anything with the sake of Allah Ta'ala, you do not know that these paristas, when they go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they say to Allah Ta'ala, we've seen these people making dua. Allah Ta'ala will question them, what dua they're making. They say, Allah Ta'ala, they're making dua for Jannat. Allah Ta'ala say, did you see Jannat? They did not see Jannat, but Allah Ta'ala, they're making dua for them. Oh Allah, they've been forgiven. So a person when he's sincere, so Allah Ta'ala says that I will forgive them, you say, bear witness to it. I forgive them. So the work of the faristas all the time, the faristas, is to make dua for us. But side by side, you get shaitan also. Shaitan is always trying his mischief to cause all kind of tricks to mislead you. In the hadith, it's mentioned. On the right side, you get the faristas. On the left side, they get the shaitan. The right side, the faristas will tell you, do good deeds, come and do commit this. Get more near to Allah Ta'ala. Do all kind of good deeds. Do not do anything wrong. But on the other side, the left hand side, the shaitan tell you, no, do it, commit it. Commit zina one time only. And then you make tawbah. But does not realize that one time he committed zina, he opened the doors to zina. Remember one thing, a person will never say this is the first and last, because never be last. The moment you touch sin one time, the effect of it, shaitan got you. Thereafter he misleads you in every way. He will mislead you in every way, no matter what you want to do. So man must not even think for one second to if the thing comes in him, the inclination comes into his heart. When shaitan says, commit the sin, never mind first and last, no one looking to. Remember that it will not be the first, but it will not be the last, it will be the beginning of a big sin. Continue all the time. But he starts to say, don't do it one time, please don't do it. You're doing it one time, you do not know what's harmful. You may enjoy it for a few minutes, but you'll regret all your life. The whole body will enjoy, the one body, one part of the body will never enjoy, will regret is the heart. The heart, any person commit a sin, the heart will never accept it. The whole body will accept, but not the heart. A person when he steals something too, but his heart will tell, why did you do it? His heart of heart, yeah, I regret what I'm doing, but he did it. The whole body begin to enjoy, but one place does not enjoy is the heart. Because the heart is of Allah. It will never accept it. That's why they say, if you keep your heart straight, your whole body will be straight. If you don't keep your heart straight, the whole body not straight. Shaitan will tell you, man, the business is very quiet now, man. Things are very quiet, you know. There's some nice backdoor goods are coming in. All kind of things are coming in. You know, I have to meet my commitments now. I can't do it. One fellow come tell you, know, this I got in, man. What's wrong with you? Don't worry, just take it, man. That time shaitan will take it, never mind, you buy it. And once you get caught in this, you buy the thing once. Remember one thing, thereafter no end to it. It's haram all the time. It's haram all the time. People are doing it today. It's so sad to say, you know, I get people coming to me and telling me, Mana, if I have come, someone has come to me and offered me this, Mana. What must I do? I said, you're asking me what you must do when you know it's haram. Good he asked, but others are doing it. So one thing you must remember, when the one haram goes into your stomach for one time, this body, this stomach is a reservoir. It takes halal, it takes haram. If it takes halal in it, it will see halal. It will hear haram, it will do halal. If you do haram one time too, it will see haram, you will see halal. Haram, it will do everything haram. So shaitan will tell you that there's a battle between shaitan, because right hand, the right side is the faristas, the left side is shaitan, is a battle. But faristas always say, don't do it. As far as possible, don't do it as far. So when you get the inclination not to do it, remember, do not do it at all. My husband should say, a person want to commit a guna, a sin, any sin. whether sin of the eyes, sin of the ears, sin of the hand, or any sin, the moment you get the inclination from your heart, don't do it, it's an invitation from Allah. Invitation from Allah. Now you must abide to that invitation. The moment you abide to the invitation, there'll be a progress in your going more closer to Allah Ta'ala. But the moment you do not accept that invitation, then you have turned away that invitation, is for you, you can go wrong. Allah Ta'ala wants you to come more near and dear to Him. You are the one that's going away far away from Him. Remember, Allah wants you more near to Him, but you are turning away from Him. Who is at fault? And remember, do not accept shaitan for anything. Shaitan is not your friend. Inna kayda shaitani kana dhaifa. Inna shaitan adu. Shaitan is your dushman, your enemy. It can never say good. You know, if shaitan have to give some advice to, there's something behind it. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a person who did not, you know, they're all as sahabas. They don't miss one tahajjud namaz too. Once you know that Muawiyah, he misses tahajjud namaz. He didn't miss his farz namaz. You and I miss farz namaz and feel nothing about it. If you miss one namaz, one fajr namaz, you will feel nothing about it. This man missed one tahajjud namaz, he cried the whole day. He made so much ibadat istighfar, the whole day he made istighfar. Oh Allah, forgive me, I'm a big sinner. The link with Allah was so great. He cried the whole day. That the next day what happened? Someone came to wake him up for tahajjud namaz. He got hold of that person. When he held him, he realized it was shaitan. It was shaitan. He held him. So he asked him, you got me up for tahajjud today? He said, what must I do? Yesterday I did not wake you up, make you oversleep. It so happened, the whole day you cry so much, and you made so much istighfar, Allah gave you so much reward. So much reward Allah gave you that I thought even today if I don't wake you up, what do Allah won't give you? So let me wake you up, at least get that much reward only. So shaitan does not allow you. He got something behind his sleeves, that he's not a friend of ours. You know, there was a youngster, he was going to the masjid, and it was raining, pouring. While he was going, he fell down. He went back home, he changed the clothing to go back to the masjid. Now you and I, if our clothing is dirty, you go back home, you don't go back to the masjid. While walking to the masjid, again he fell down. He fell down again. He goes back to the house to wait for the third time. The third time when he wore the clothes, he said, I must go to the namaz in the masjid. You know, when you got love for something, you cannot do without it. Rasulullah said, 7 times of people on day of Qiyamah under the arsh of Allah, the 7 times of people will be there under the arsh of Allah. One of these, that youngster, not an old person, whose heart is with the mosque. An old man, he goes heart with a mosque is something else. A youngster who had the means of doing all the wrong things, and yet his heart with the masjid something else it is. So when the third time he was going towards the masjid and he was about to fall again, someone got hold of him. The moment that person got hold of him, he says, where are you going? He said, I'm going to the masjid. See, I'm taking you, come. He took him very nicely to the masjid. When he stopped at the masjid, now he's going to masjid, tell him, you also come. He said, no, you are. He said, why are you not coming? He said, I'm shaitan. You shaitan and you brought me to the masjid? He said, yes, yes, yes. He said, why did you do that? He says, the first time when you went to the masjid and you fell down, and you went back home to wear clothing to go back, Allah forgave all your sins. Allah forgave all your sins. The second time when you fell down, and you went back to the mosque, to house, to go back, Allah forgave all those people around your vicinity. Allah forgave this. The third time, when I was going back and I held you, I stopped you from falling. There was a reason behind it. Because if now if I want to stop you falling, you make you fall and you go back, Allah will forgive the whole ummah. I did not want that to happen. So shaitan in any way cannot be afraid. Do not follow him one but two. The moment you follow him once two, remember one thing. He misleads you, and the most important, he misleads you with haram. Keep away from haram. Keep away from haram. Business must be halal. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kulu min at-tayyibat wa'malu salihan. Allah Ta'ala says, kulu min at-tayyibat. Eat that who is speaking. Ya ayyuhar rusul, speaking to the Nabis. Kulu min at-tayyibat wa'malu salihan. The condition for good deeds. It's halal food. Halal food. If you got halal food, mile khushke roti jo azad rekar. You rather eat dry bread than eating biryani, which is haram. I'll give you an incident. There was a very great buzruk. He went to a masjid as a traveler. He stopped there. And then Maghrib time came. One another person, poor man, came to the mosque. He saw this person. He says, oh, he's a traveler. He went home and he brought three slices of bread, nothing else, three slices of bread. This buzruk ate the three slices of bread. Whole night he see Nabi coming from a dream. He saw Rasulullah in a dream whole night. He said, this food must be something. That I'm seeing Rasulullah in a dream whole night. I'm going to stay one day extra. Just to enjoy that halal food. The next day that person see him there, he come with two slices of bread. The first day were three slices of bread, the second day two slices of bread. And he gave him the two slices of bread. The same night again he seen Abu Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Allah, this is something else now. What this man has got in him, I must stay one more day extra. However, the third day when he came, he brought one slice of bread. He gave him the one slice of bread, but then, please, Baba, go away now. I think you had enough now. Please go away. He said, so what do you mean by that? He said, I'll only go on one condition. Tell me what you're doing. That your food was so much noor. He said, I'm a poor man. I work. Alhamdulillah, I don't forget Allah Ta'ala. My biggest thing, I do not forget Allah in any way. But I'm a very poor man. The first day when I brought three slices of bread, that is our, I got my wife, myself, and a child. That is our meal for the day. The three slices that I brought and gave it to you, on that day we ate no food. The second day I brought two slices because my son told me, Papa, I cannot bear it now. Yesterday I gave him one slice, but today I want my son. That is the one food. I gave it to my son, he better. The third day my wife told me, now 2 days I do not have any food. I cannot bear it anymore, please. Now I cannot take it. So he gave it, that's why I gave one slice. That one slice is my bread. In other 3 days I've not eaten food. I cannot bear it anymore. Please take this and go quietly. Just to tell you what is halal food. Halal food will become more closer to Allah Ta'ala. Haram food become go away from Allah Ta'ala. So remember, anything you do, if you want to become more closer and dear to Allah Ta'ala, halal. Keep away from haram. The more you keep away from haram, you find the more you keep away from sins too. Children have become most disobedient today, but the reason is because eat out. Eat out. Time told me to stop now, 35. Eat out is a thing, my dear friend, that is very, very common today, which is causing, there was a person, a child was very brilliant becoming half of the Quran. But he just cannot become half of the Quran. What happened? They came to realize he was eating out so much of food that after they stopped eating food, eat out food, in 11 months he became half of the Quran. Just imagine what haram food can do to you. To make dua to Allah Ta'ala, whatever I have said, Allah Ta'ala, man karne ki tawfeeq naseeb. Wa akhir da'wana.